Today's daf is Vachen Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We are 5 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara Mai Chutz Migito. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Chavin Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloime Ben Chayalea. So yesterday we began the 14th and final Perek of Maseches Vachen, Perek Paras Chatos, which we saw picks up very much as a continuation of the 13th parak, and that is dealing with the laws of Hashoichet v'hamayla b'chutz. Now, the first halacha of the Mishnah was Paras chatos shesarfa chutz migita v'chein tsoir hamishtaleach shehikriv b'chutz pater. If somebody would bring the para aduma or the sar hamishtaleach b'chutz, meaning outside of the place that it was supposed to be brought, pater, he would be pater from the laws of chutz shenemar, because the pasuk says ve'al pesach oyel moed loy hevi'oy, and we know this drasha kol she'ein roi lovi al pesach oyel moed in chayav and olav. The only time a person's chayiv for doing an avoida b'chutz is if he did the avoida with a carbon that was roi lovi al pesach oyel moed. The paras chatos, the para aduma, was not brought al pesach oyel moed. It was brought in harazesim. The sara mishtaleach wasn't brought El Pesach Oyel Moed, it was brought in the Midbar. As a result, these two things are not Roy Lovay El Pesach Oyel Moed. So despite the fact that they have a Mokoim that the Torah designates where you're supposed to do the Avodah, if you do it Chutz from that Mokoim, they're not included in the Halachos of Chutz. Today's daf is going to discuss this Halach. First, we're going to talk about the paras chatos shesarfa chutz migita. Then we're going to talk about the sara mishtaleach shehikriv b'chutz. Now, the daf is not proportionate because 98% of the daf is going to talk about the paras chatos. The remaining few points are going to talk about the sara hamishtaleach. Another anomaly of today's daf. There's a digression. You don't get that every day in Kachin. The digression is actually an agadatiga type digression. But first, we're going to roll our sleeves up a little bit, and the Gemara is going to discuss paras chatos shesarfa chutz migita. It's interesting, if you look back at the Mishnah, there seem to have been two girsois that the Rishonim had, what the Mishnah even says. The Loshen HaMishnah, the way we have it, is paras chatos shesarfa chutz migita. Rashi says that the proper girsa is sheshachto chutz migita. If you take a look at Tosfos says Beroif Svarim Garsinon Shesarfa V'chem B'Maseches Para Perek Dalet Tnan Sarfa Chutz Ligita Psula. So some were Geiris Rashi Beroisham Paras Chatos Sheshachta Chutz Migita. Others were Geiris Tosfos Beroisham Paras Chatos Shesarfa Chutz Migita. Truth is that it really is just a matter of semantics, because of course lahalacha they're both true. Paras chatos sheshachta chutz migita or paras chatos shesarfa chutz migita is going to be pater, because the pasuk says vel pesach oyel moed lo yehevi'oy, which is something that governs side the laws of shechitas chutz and side the halachas of halas chutz. It's just interesting, depending on the girsa, is this a halacha in hashoichet b'chutz or is this a halacha in v'hamayla b'chutz? Either way, zok dehele gemara. May chutz migita, what does it even mean when we talk about the paras chatos being brought chutz migita, away from its proper place? What is the place? What is the makom that the paras chatos had to be brought in, that we're even having a conversation what would be in the event that you brought it chutz? Meaning, when we learn perek hashoichet v'hamayla, what does chutz mean? It always meant outside the azara. But these were things that were not brought in the azara anyway. So what's poshut the definition, the ta'ich of chutz migita? Zok digmar, it was machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish first. Amar Reish Lakish, chutz mimakom abadikla. Chutz migita means that the avoida of the para aduma was done not in a place that had been inspected to make sure that there was no kever, there were no mason, that it was tahar. So one of the halachas of the para aduma is that it had to be brought in a place that was tahar. We'll see more about that, the Hemshech Hadaf. Says Reish Lakish, the taich of chutz migita is, it wasn't done in a makom that's bad. The proper place would have had to have had a proper bedika. There was no bedika. That's the taich of chutz. So kedai techamina that maybe it should be subject to the laws of chutz. Kamash malon that it's not roi lovi al pesach oyomoid. Amar by Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, what Reish Lakish said, and he told him, can't be, because Falei Kol Eretz Yisrael Beduki. There's no place in Eretz Yisrael that's not Beduka, that's not Becheskas, that is no Kfarim there. So there's no such physical place of a Chutz Mimakim Abadakla. Elam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kigoyin, I'll give you an example of what the Mishnah means. Sheshachta Lefnim Yichoy Mes Yerushalayim. Where the Shchita, clearly going with the Girsa Shchita, or Shesarfa, if you want to go with the Girsa Sarfa, again, it's just semantics, but where the Paraduma was brought inside the Chaimis of Yerushalayim, because that's Mefurish in the Pasuk, that it says, V'hoitzi oisa, that the Parah Aduma had to be brought outside Yerushalayim. We know it was brought in Har HaZeisim. Now, it didn't have to be brought in Har HaZeisim, mamish, but it did have to be brought outside the Chaimis of Yerushalayim. Says Rabbi Yechanan, you want to know, Pshat in Chutz Megita, it was done lefnim in Chaimis Yerushalayim. Faith the Gemara, Kasha and Rabbi Yechanan. The Lukmak, again, Sheshach, the Chutz Lechaim, but Shalaki Neged HaPesach. Why did Rabbi Yechanan have to say that it's talking about where the Shechita was done lefnim in Chaimis Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yechanan could have made a different Akimta. He could have said it's talking about where it was done outside the Chaimis Yerushalayim. However, it wasn't done Kineged Pesach Hayomai. Now we know that the Hazois of the Paraduma had to be done Neuchach Pesach Hayomai. Now, we're not talking about the Hazois. We're talking about the Shechita. Or, if you have the Gersa Sreifa, we're talking about the Sreifa. But let's go with our Gersa. We're talking about the Shechita. Stating that, the Gemara says that it's Mavur, that Shechita's Rabbi Yochanan is, that just like the Hazah of the Parah Aduma had to be Noichach, the Pesach of the Oil Moed, so too the Shechita had to be as well. How do we know that? Rav Ada Bar Ahava, because Rav Ada Bar Ahava said, Shachta Shloi Keneged HaPesach, in the event that the Shechita, the Paraduma, wasn't done Keneged HaPesach, Psul, it's going to be possible. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says Vishachat, and then the Pasuk says Vihisa, and we're Makish the two. Mahaza also Keneged HaPesach, just like the Azah had to be done Keneged HaPesach, Av Shechitas Keneged HaPesach. So we see already that Rav Ada Bar Ahava said that the Shechita had to be Keneged HaPesach. Okay, but who said Rav Yochanan holds that? Soktimar Vichit, David Lay Makish. Tell me, maybe it's true that Shitas Rav Ada Bar Ahava, it's not Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. V'ha'itmar, we're going to read the parenthesis. Shachta Shloi Keneged HaPesach. If the Shechita was done Shloi Keneged HaPesach, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible v'shachat v'hiza, because of this hekesh, that the Shechita has to be like the Azah, just like the Azah has to be Keneged HaPesach, so the Shechita has to be Keneged HaPesach. Reish Lakish Amar Ksheira, Reish Lakish said it's kosher. Why? Because when the Torah talks about the Shechita, it says El Michutz LaMachane V'shachat. He doesn't buy into the hekesh. V'itmar nami, we've learned also, sarfa shloike neged HaPesach. What would be if the sreifa of the Parah Aduma was done shloike neged HaPesach? Again, it was machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Psul, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible. Rabbi Oishi, Amar Ksheira. Rabbi Oishi said it's ksasha. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Psul, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible v'saraf v'hiza. Because after it says v'shachat, it says v'hiza, and then it says v'saraf. So when makish the v'saraf to the v'hiza, and just like the v'hiza has to be k'neged the Pesach, so to the v'saraf also has to be k'neged the Pesach. Rabbi Oishi, Amar Ksheira. Rabbi Oishi says it's going to be pasha. Kosher. The reason is because the Pasuk says, Ve'ezdama al pirsha Yisroif. Pasha pirsha means the excrement, the tsoya of the animal. But al pirsha Yisroif, we taich, mokam shepayresh eslamisa, sham teisreifasa. Wherever it's killed, wherever the shechita is, that's where you could do the sreifa. And Rabbi Yishia holds that there's no din that the shechita has to be keneged HaPesach. Memela, the sreifa also doesn't have to be keneged HaPesach. But what do you see from this? That just like Rav Ada Bar Ahava said, Shachta shaloi keneged HaPesach psula, Rabbi Yochanan also said it. And by the way, he said it sai regarding the shechita, and he said it sai regarding the sreifa. If that's the case, freak the Gemara Akasha, paras chatos, she shachta, or she sarfa, chutz migita. The halacha is potter. Freak the Gemara, my chutz migita. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Lefnim min chaymas Yerushalayim. Freak the Gemara, v'luk makigoyin she shachta, chutz l'chayma, she loike neged HaPesach. Now, why is this kasha, kasha Rabbi Yochanan, and not on Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish also didn't make that akimta. He said, chutz mi makam abadikla. It's because Reish Lakish lishni tasai clearly holds that if you would do it, she loike neged HaPesach, it would be kasha. Only the Hazah has to be keneged HaPesach. But the Shechita doesn't. The Gemara's kasha is Rabbi Yochanan, lishni tasai. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say that it was done lefnim b'chaymis Yerushalayim? Could have been chutz l'chaymis Yerushalayim. Albeit, she loike neged HaPesach. The Gemara says, Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva answered the kasha. That is true. Rabbi Yochanan could have, would have, and even should have said that, stating that loy mi bayer ka amar, he wanted to bring out a bazunderich and shloy mi bayer chutz l'chayma. That's poshet. That chutz mi gita would be satisfied if it was chutz l'chayma. The rechukei rachka, because in that case, if anything, if you're doing it outside of Yerushalayim, and it's not keneged HaPesach, you're actually, in a sense, being merachiket from the makom where it's supposed to be. So that's poshut that would be considered a chotzalah. Afilu lifnei mincha. The chiddush is that even if you're doing it inside the chaima, the kruve karva, where over there you're actually being makarvet. If that's the case, v'emet tes kasher, I would have thought that maybe it should be kasher. Kamash malon. That's what Rabbi Yochanan wanted you to know, that even if it's done lifnei mincha Yerushalayim, that too, that would also be considered chutz migita. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is ein hachinam. Rabbi Yochanan could have said that chutz migita means that it was outside of Yerushalayim, albeit shloikin neged haPesach. Rabbi Yochanan, almost like a Tana, he wanted you to know that even if it's where it's kruve karva, you would have thought maybe that's not chutz migita. Really is chutz migita. But the truth is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's two definitions that could be satisfied with chutz migita. Either it's lefnim mechaymis rishalayim, or it's outside the chaymis rishalayim, or be it like a negative pesach. So lemaisa, my chutz migita Reish Lakish holds chutz mimakom abadikla. Rabbi Yochanan gave two taiches. Rabbi Yochanan said either kagon sheshachta lefnim in chaimis Yerushalayim, or it was outside Yerushalayim, but it was shloike neged haPesach. The truth is, if you medayik l'shoyne yazov shel Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Ella amar Rabbi Yochanan kagon sheshachta lefnim in chaimis Yerushalayim. Kagon sounds a little bit like this is a mushal of what it could be, but maybe there's another mahalach of what it could be. He didn't say sheshacht alufnim min chaymes Yerushalayim. He said kigoyin sheshacht alufnim min chaymes Yerushalayim, because that emerges from the Gemara Alein. There actually is another hechatimtza of how it could play itself out. But the bottom line is, according to Reish Lakish, chutz migita means chutz mimakom habadikla. According to Rabbi Yochanan, means two different things. Why did Rabbi Yochanan not like Reish Lakish's pshat? So he told us. We don't have to guess. Called Eretz Yisrael bedukahin, because Gantz Eretz Yisrael is beduka. What do you mean? It wasn't in a makom habadik. The whole Eretz Yisrael is beduka. Obviously, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that Kol Eretz Yisrael is not beduka. Freak the Gemara. Oh, Mamar. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, of like Kol Eretz Yisrael beduka. He be my komiflegi. That's the kasha. More of a shayla. Right? The Gemara's pondering. What is the Hezber and the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish? This sounds pretty fundamental. According to Reish Lakish, Eretz Yisrael is not becheskas beduka. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it is. What is the Machloikis? So the Gemara says Gishmak. Mar Sovar. Reish Lakish holds Yored Mabel Eretz Yisrael, that the Mabel descended upon Eretz Yisrael. Umar Sover, Rabbi Yochanan holds Lo Yored, it did not. Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Rav Nachman Yitzchok added, he said, V'shnei Mikrat Echad Darshu, that Tzai Rabbi Yochanan and Tzai Reish Lakish, they both formulated their positions from the same Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Yecheskel, it's Perich HaVeiz, Pasuk HaVdalet, Ben Adam. Emor lo at eretz loy mitayhara hi loy gushma biyoyim za'am, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan read the pasuk as follows: at muye mitamikra. The pasuk is talking b'loshim bitmiya. Eretz Yisrael mi loy mituhara at. Are you not tahar klum yardu olayich biyoyim za'am? What did the waters actually land on you biyoyim za'am on the day of the Mabel? They didn't, and as a result, of course, you're tahar. Meaning, are you going to tell me that you're loy mitayhara? Certainly, that's not the case. Reish Lakish Sover, Reish Lakish says just the opposite. The pasuk's not talking about lashon bitmiya, but kipashte. He's learning the pshutei shel mikra. Why are you making a whole fancy niggun over here? You read the pasuk the way you're supposed to read the pasuk. Evetz loy mitayhara at. You're not tahar, Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because mila yardu alayich shama biyom zam. Because did the rain not affect you biyom zam? Just like it affected everywhere else. But the bottom line is the you say that the machlokes Rabbi and Reish Lakish, but the Eretz Yisrael becheskes beduka, not becheskes beduka, traces itself all the way back to almost the beginning of time, to the Mabel. If the Mabel affected Eretz Yisrael, then you have to assume that there's going to be Gidim and Atzamos and different components of human beings that are going to be Shakua in the Adama of the land. And as a result, you can't just assume a Mokim is becheskes beduk, min ha-kfarim, right? This Kever HaTahoyim, now you have to worry about all these different inyanim. As opposed to, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there was no Mabel. So stam in the Velterein to assume that there's dead corpses and bodies, mehechetesi. Oh, the Mabel, Rabbi Yochanan holds, based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, there was no Mabel in Eretz Yisrael. So if there was no Mabel in Eretz Yisrael, this is definitely not something that you would have to worry about. So the Gemara now, and this is going to be good chelik of the avoda from here literally until the end of the daf, Gishmak, the Gemara is going to have some back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish trying to prove their respective positions. The Mabel did go to Eretz Yisrael, the Mabel didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So Reish Lakish gets the first crack at it. Isavei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. This question that he asked is from a Mishnah, Masechtas Parah. This is a Mishnah that we haven't seen together recently, but it's an often quoted Mishnah. Should sound somewhat familiar. Chatzeres Hayu B'Yerushalayim. There were certain chatzeres, courtyards, in the holy city of Yerushalayim, Benuya Tzalasela. They were built on top of rock. Rock that they were able to determine, traced itself back all the way to Sheshes Mei Bereshis, to the beginning of time. V'tachteyem chalol, underneath the rock, they made sure that there was a little bit of a gap, meaning between it and the ground underneath it, mipnei kever atahayim, because they wanted to be 100% sure that there was no caver underneath. Okay, so we know this is Ahalas 101, that if there's a caver, and then there's a little bit of a gap, or tefach even, of space between the kever and something that's on top of it, it's mafsik. So if someone's mahil on top of that, there's not going to be a problem. So they took this huge sela, they built a chatzar on top of it. Underneath it, there had to be a little bit of a chalul. So like this, there's 100% sure that nobody's being mahil on top of any kvar. They were being pregnant women there. The yoldois, they would give birth there. And they would raise their children for several years, 7-8 years. The para, and the purpose of raising the kids in this way was for the avoida of the para aduma, because we wanted to make sure that these kids were 100% pure. They can be involved, they can engage in the malacha of para aduma. Okay, umevin shvarim. Now, when it came time to take water for the mechatas, for the para aduma, they would bring oxen, val gabeim dalsis, and they would put doors on top of these oxen, v'tinoikis yoshmin aleim, and the children would sit on top of these doors, v'koisa shalev and biyodan, and they were holding koisas made of earthenware, umalu. They would go to the place that they were supposed to get the water from, the Yashvu bim Kaiman, and they would go and they would bring it back. This was all done to make 100% sure that there was going to be no trace, no ounce of tumah that in any way was going to penetrate the avoda of the paradum. So think about what they do. Number one, they built a chatzar in a place where they're making sure there's going to be no issues. Additionally, they literally have women give birth to children that are never going to leave this place. So like this is giving no chash that they're going to be tummy. And even when they had to leave, they had to go off grounds because they had to go to a specific place to go get the water. They sat on top of shvarim. Like this, they're not going to be mal. And maybe someone's going to fall out a little bit on the side. They have dalsis over there. The kalim they use the klei adama, which has a unique status in the laws of tumah v'tahira. So it was done with such a cheshbon. But look, Tainis Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me the entire Eretz Yisrael is beduka, so why are we making ourselves so crazy? So why are you so worried about kvarim? Oh, you see, it's not so pashut. No, so if it's not so pashut, that means you have to be baidik. So when I hold chutz mi gita means chutz mi makam abadik, I'm saying good. I must be right. He answered the kasha on behalf of Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "Malu asa b'parah." Really, this whole inyan over here was a chumra yisera she'en kamayu mamish. This is like a bal nefesh machmir ben benoisha bal nefesh machmir. That's what this was. Because really, mi'ikradin, this is not something you would have to worry about. But Chazal went out of their way, "Malu asa b'parah," to make chumras of parah aduma. What's the hesber in this? So we know the hesber. It's because one of the chedushin of parah aduma was that the koyin asoyer fesaparah, they used to dafke be metamehim. Dafke be metamehim? Yeah, they were metamehim. Then he would go to the mikveh, he would be at full yoin, and that's when he would do it. It was all the hoitzim, yilibin shal tzadokim, kimavur, and yumadach beiz, and shar mekoimis. Being that they used to go out of their way to be metamehim, the koin asoref asaparo, so they felt they had to counter it. They had to have some balance of power. So the way they countered it was by making all these chumras yiseris. But the bottom line is, chalk this up as one of these irrational chumras that you find in the sugya bar adumah. There's nothing you can spar from here. It's up to Gemara. Now Rabbi Yochanan's turn. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the Mabel did not go to Eretz Yisrael. He asked the Kasha Reish Lakish, who held it did, from the following Braisa. This is a Tosefta in Masechtas Idyos. Pat Machas Matzua Tzamis B'Lishkas Dir Ha'etzim. Imagine, one time, the Kehanim were in the Lishkas Dir Ha'etzim. This is one of the chambers, one of the rooms in the Beis HaMikdash, and they found atzamos, human bones. And they got very nervous. They said, maybe the whole Yerushalayim is tameh. You know, we always took for granted that Yerushalayim is tar. Maybe we got it wrong. Omed Rabbi Yeshua al-Ragla. This must have been Soif Bayasheni if Rabbi Yeshua is talking, right? So Rabbi Yeshua got up. Omer, and he said, wouldn't it be a bizoyin that we should decide that the whole Yerushalayim may be tameh? And then he said, I'll prove to you I don't have to worry about tumah. I'll prove to you that Yerushalayim is becheskas bodi. You know why? Because I am Esei Mabel. Because otherwise, people would find the Meisei Mabel. Rashi says in Chutz Laaretz they used to find the Meisei Mabel. How come we don't find Meisei Mabel anywhere in Yerushalayim? I am Meisei Nebuchadnezzar. How come you don't find the Meisei, all the corpses of Nebuchadnezzar? Must be. It's because it's Baduk. So if it's Baduk, you don't have to worry about it. So Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakshmid, the Gemara, Hachi, from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said, wasn't he trying to say that the marble never fell there? Because if the marble was there, Adarabba, you would find the Meisei Mabel. Aye Meisei Mabel is his way of saying that the marble was never there. But the Gemara says, Ulitamech, right? It's hard to even articulate the Kasha because the comeback is so obvious. And by the way, not only is the comeback so obvious, we'll see the Gemara is going to have an Ikeda Amri. This is not an Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. This is actually an Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, which it actually sounds a little bit more like. But first, just following through with the Eisvei Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Zok Reish Lakish, according to you, Arugin Nebuchadnezzar, Hachin Amid Olayhava, you're going to tell me that Arugin Nebuchadnezzar weren't there? Of course they were there. So what then did Rabbi Yeshua mean when he said, Aye Meise Nebuchadnezzar, Elahava Peninu? The point he was trying to make was that Yerushalayim was always under scrutiny and the Yidden always made sure to keep it in a state of tyrant. That's the way Busha Chlimo Lonus Shenigzer Toma, because Fakared, Al Iravisenu, we're almost questioning our forefathers. Of course, they all did the right thing. But the bottom line is, Avad, the Mason of Uchanetza were there, Navras Paninu, Hachinami, Havach, here too, they were here, Upaninu, and the Zaydis, they must have gotten rid of it. But the Gemara says, Mamanashach, Fi'i Afnu, if you're going to tell me that even Reish Lakish is going to concede, that there's a Mefurash at Isefta that Rabbi Yeshua says, that the Mason Mabel and the Mason of Uchanetza were Afnu, they were removed, then Ha'ifni. So, Hadra Kusha Ladukhte. Chutz mi Gita, Chutz mi Makam Abaduk. Every place is Baduk. Good. Rabbi Yechon holds Baduk means the Mabel was never there. Reish Lakish also was there, but Lamaisa Uponino. Good, but at the end of the day, there's still no Chutz mi Gita. And for the Gemara, no. Nay, the Ifni Mirushalayim, the Kuler Tisrola Ifni. This Braisa, this Tosefta was talking about Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Yerushalayim HaKodesh, over there, it was Ifni. But Lav Dafka was Ifni from the rest of the Eretz Yisrael. And the Makoim of the Parah Aduma was Dafka outside Yerushalayim. As a result, outside Yerushalayim, there is a Musig of a Makom HaBadik and a not Makom HaBadik. Ikadami, some had this aforementioned exchange, like we just said, not Rabbi Yochanan asking the Kasha to Reish Lakish, but the other way, Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, then Eisvei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. So according to this, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish got the first word and he got the second word, right? He asked the first Kasha, he even asked the second Kasha. Aye Meisei Mabel, Aye Meisei Nebuchadnezzar, right? Those were the words of Rabbi Yeshua. My love, doesn't it sound a little bit midahanu hava, hanu nava hava? I mean, what was Rabbi Yeshua trying to say? You worried that there might be atzomas? Think about the Meisei Mabel and the Meisei Nebuchadnezzar. Etzem, they should have been here. Narvaz, Aye, where are they? Must be Poninu. And that's for sure pshat by the Meisei Nebuchadnezzar, so it's probably for sure also the pshat when it comes to the Meisei Mabel. But the Gemara says, midi iria hakadisa hakadisa. A riot to Reish Lakish, even if it's a little bit more mashma like Reish Lakish, at least seems that way, but Araya it's not. So whether it's Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish or Eisvei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, at the end of the day, there is no raya one way or the other from this price. Zok de Gemara, Eisevei, a third Eisevei. Now, who is the Eisevei? So, Lecher, we'll have to wait to see the Kasha. But if you look in the Hagoyes, Fitzayunim, they bring it's the Shita Mukubetzis as Girsa, it's Eisevei Reish Lakish Le Rabbi Yechana. It's another Kasha that Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yechana. And this Kasha is already going to be from the Psukim in Parshas Noach, the Psukim that actually talk about the Mabel. The Pasuk says, Koil Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'apov, Mikoil Asher Becharova Mesu. What does it sound like? Mikol Hashem Becharava Mesu. Every single human being that lived on dry land died. So he said, Bishlam Ilididi, Bishlam according to me. Tamina Yared Mabel Eretz Yisrael Mishal Malchi Mesu. That's why every single person died. Even in Eretz Yisrael, because the Mabel was in Eretz Yisrael. El Ilididi Dachbet according to Rabbi Yochanan Amai Mesu. Why did the people in Eretz Yisrael die? So again, Reish Lakish is saying, it's for sure saying the Torah, Mikol Hashem Becharava Mesu, that everybody died. We can argue if the Mabel was there, the Mabel wasn't there. But that every human being died, that the only people alive were Noach, his wife, his sons, and their wives. That everybody knows. Zilkari Beirav. Every child knows that. No one said that there was Kehilas Kedoshis that were living in Eretz Yisrael. Of course they weren't. There's no such tzad, because that's a pasuk in the Torah. So isn't that the biggest raya in the world to me? What else is the reason that all the people in Eretz Yisrael would have died? There was a Magaif all of a sudden. They must have died because of the Mabel. This is the biggest raya ever, says the Gemara.
that Eludidach Amay Mesu, right? But according to you, why did they die? And for the Gemara Mishum Havla, you want to know why they died, said Rabbi Yochanan? Not because the Mabul was Yorad Eretz Yisrael, but they died because of the heat of the boiling water that was the water of the Mabul. How do we know that the water of the Mabul was boiling? Kid Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said this. The Amr Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Beroyschin kilkalu, uberoyschin nidoinu. The chet of the Dara Mabul was Royschin, it was Shikhvazera, which is Royseach, and as a result, Mida Keneged Mida, they were punished in Mashka, that's Royseach, that's boiling. How do we know that? Meaning, what's the Makar? Is there a remes to it in the Pasuk? The answer is yes. The pasuk says vayoshoiku hamoyim. This is already after the Mabul. It says vayoshoiku hamoyim. What does it mean vayoshoiku? So I'll tell you what it means. Vesiv hasam. It says by the Megillah vachamas hamelech shachacha. And what does it mean over there? That the anger of the king cooled down. That means vayoshoiku hamoyim means it also cooled down. Oh, the mayim cooled down. Michlalav atoshemeyahen, that it must have been very, very hot before. Meaning it was beroyschin. Here's the point. Koint Rabbi Yochanan, the reason the yidden, or the people, I should say, in Eretz Yisrael died, it was because of the heaven. It was because there was so much heat in the world, some global warming of sorts, that caused them to die. So according to Reish Lakish, that the Mabul was Yarad Eretz Yisrael, so the people in Eretz Yisrael died for the same reason the people in the rest of the world died. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael, so why then the people in Eretz Yisrael died? It wasn't Machmas Hamayim, but the reason they died was Machmas the Hevel. Either way, this is the first version of this exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where it's Esevei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. What was the kasha? Mikol Hashem b'charova Mesu. It certainly sounds like the Mabul must have been in Eretz Yisrael. But Ikedami somehow had in the reverse. This too was an Esevei Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. Mikol Hashem b'charova Mesu. He said, Bishlam, Bishlam, according to me, that Amin Olo Yared Mabul Eretz Yisrael, that the Mabul never descended in Eretz Yisrael. So Mishum Hachi, it's for that reason, Havi Charova. So I understand the word Charova. What does it mean? Mikol Hashem b'charova Mesu. It's referring to Eretz Yisrael. And to saw there was dry land. El ledidach, but according to you, my charava, there was no dry land. Why? Because the entire world was consumed by water. Meaning, in this Lishna, Rabbi Yochanan is proving that there must have been a place in the world that was dry. Because the pasuk says, Mikol Hashem b'charava meso. It must have been that this dry land, they died anyways. Why they died? Machmas Havla. But the bottom line is, there's a cheftza of dry land. And according to you, that the entire world is submerged in water, there's no charava. Zokti Gemara, it's pashit. What does it mean? Charava? My charava, charava shahisameh kar. It means the land that had been previously dry, but now it's not. Zokti Gemara, my kar le charava. Why does the pasuk go out of its way to say, Mikoy la sheba charava me? So, Sakashan Rish Lakish. Bishlam, Mikoy to Rabbi Yochanan. The reason we're going out of our way to tell us, Mikoy la sheba charava me, was to tell you there was an area that was dry, Eretz Yisrael, because Lo Yared Mabul Eretz Yisrael. But according to Reish Lakish, I'm to say the place that was once dry must be some chiddush over here. It's not the regular way to talk. Should have said everybody died. So why are you telling me the word becharava? Could Rav Chiz also like Rav Chiz? Adam Rav Chiz to bedar haMabul enigzur gzeira al dogim shabia, that it was only the people that had previously lived on dry land that were included in the gzeira of the Mabul, but the dogim shabia not shenemar mikoy lashe becharava. So everyone that had previously lived on dry land, as opposed to the dogim shebiyan. Either way, this concludes the third exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And again, two lashonos, whether it's Esevei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, or whether it's Esevei Rabbi Yochanan L'reish Lakish, Sok the Gemara. Another kasha. This, the Gemara, it seems to be doing the talking. It's not an exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It's a kasha in the sugya of this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but it doesn't sound like they're talking to each other. As far as their exchange, so we had these three different things that they brought up, right? Esvei Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that they went so far out of the way by the Paraduma, Chatzeris, and Nashim Me'ubarois, etc. Sounds like there are places that are not Baduk. We had that Toisefta, Aye Mese Mabul, referring to Eretz Yisrael. Is that a Raya? Is that a Raya that the Mabul was never there? Or Fakert, that's a Raya that the Mabul was there. Those were the two Lashonis. And then Mikol Hashem Charova Mesu, on the one hand, sounds a little bit like the Mabul for sure was in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Girsa Esvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. But then again, it also sounds like there was a place that remained dry the entire time. That's the Girsa of Esvei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. But that's their exchange. Now the Gemara is doing what the Gemara does. According to the Mandama that holds that the Mabel never descended on Eretz Yisrael, and we could put a name to the face. Who's that Mandama Rabbi Yochanan? Hainu Dikorema Hosam. I understand how there could be a Re'em. So the Re'em is one of the mythical creatures that is discussed in Tanakh. Kiyodua. The Yesha Imrim was the unicorn. Above my pay grade. But in our Gemara, what we're going to see is that whatever the Re'em was, it was very, 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 very big. So the Gemara says like this. Bishlam, according to the Mandama that holds, that the Mabel did not descend in Eretz Yisrael. I chap how it's shayach that there was a Re'em post the Mabel. How? It was in Eretz Yisrael. Elul Amanda Amayorad. But according to the Mandama that holds, that the Mabel did descend on Eretz Yisrael, which means it descended everywhere in the world. So Re'ma Hechakam, how did the Re'em survive the Mabel? What do you mean? Maybe it survived together with all the animals. Too big, says the Gemara. It's too big. It's impossible. The elephant, the giraffe, the hippopotamus, they survived. But the Re'em is physically too big. There's no metzias. There's no way in the world that it could have survived the Mabel. And Ad Kedei Kach, this must be a ride. There was a place where there was no Mabel. If there was a place that there was no Mabel, maybe it survived in that place. Oh, Eretz Yisrael. So, but the Gemara says no right. Amr Abiyana, Yerabiyana, he said, Gur Yoisechnisu Betefa. La'olam Reish Lakish is Gerecht, maybe. And that is that the Mabel was all over the world. I, the Re'em, maybe they brought baby Re'ems. So you're thinking they brought these massive Re'ems. No. Little Re'em, Guryois, right? The Gureyari, these are the Gurey Re'ems. So maybe that's what they brought. But the Gemara is not going to work. So you know what? So I'm a Rabbi Bar Barchana. Rabbi Bar Barchana said, and if this sounds familiar, because this takes us back to the beginning of Perek HaMoicher Sasfino, this is one of the travels, the life of times of Rabbi Bar Barchana, those Bavusta Agada Tiga Gemaras. It actually is an excerpt from that Gemara. So Rabbi Barchana, and that's what you said, Ledi Chazili, Urzila de Reima, Bas Yoima. I saw a baby Re'em. It was so young, it was one day old. The Havi Kahar Tavar. It was the size of Mount Tavar. The Har Tavar Kamahav. You want to know how big Har Tavar is? It's Arbon Parsi. It's 40 parsas. Mashka de Tzavare, the length of its neck was Tlosa Parsi. It was 3 parsa. Marbata de Reisha, the area that it would need to have, in order for it to put its head down, was parsa upalga, was a parsa and a half. Rama kava, as a matter of fact, this baby Re'em went to the bathroom, v'socha yardina, and the whole Jordan River, boom, all of a sudden, it was completely stuffed, the whole thing was completely clogged. What do you see from here? Even the baby Re'em is so big. Now, it's rather interesting, because we're in the middle of it's an agada to dig a discussion, but it's like a discussion, right? And we're telling tzu yena gemaras with Rabbi Bar Barchana. I mean, if there's anything we remember from going through those Gemara, it's a big tumult whether those Gemaras are meant to be taken literally, they're not meant to be taken literally. The Goyen wrote a famous pirish on that. Here we're bringing the Pshutei Shel Mikra of that sugya into a machloikis from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, which is an interesting sidebar. But the bottom line is, the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan answered, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Roishoi Hechnisoi L'teva, that what must have happened is that the head of the Re'em was put in the Teva. And that's how it was able to survive. So La'olam, the Mabel was everywhere. How did the Re'em survive? First, the Gemara thought they were baby Re'ems. That's not the Teretz. The Teretz is it was only the head. Maybe it was a baby Re'em's head. But the bottom line is, it was only the head, and that's how it survived. But the Gemara says, even the head is too big. We did the math. V'amamar marbata d'reisha pasar palga. The marbata d'reisha is parts of the palga. By the way, just to state the obvious, what's the Gemara's kasha? How did the Re'em fit in? It's because we know the dimensions of the Teva, right? Shloisha Mam, right? We know exactly what it was. This is way, way, way too big. And even the head, if it's a parson, palga is too big. So the Gemara says, Ella Roish Chaitmai. What it means is not the head, but it means the spitz of its nose. Some take out the word Roish Chaitmai, just Chaitmai. Depends on how big the nose was. But the bottom line is, Roish Chaitmai, it was just the nose that was a Chnisa L'Teva. Why the nose? It's like this would be able to breathe through the nose. But all it was the nose. But the Gemara says, I understand just one thing. Who just said this? This was Rabbi Yochanan talking. Rabbi Yochanan's coming to defend how the Re'em could survive if you hold that the Mabel was in Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, you're Mabel Eretz Yisrael? So Gemara says, true, the Reish Lakish kamar. Right, the Amiram were intellectually honest, just because it would help him doesn't necessarily mean, oh, let's make believe Rish Lakish doesn't happen like this, I'm going to win the argument. Maybe that's how we roll, but that's not the way Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish are going through this inyan. But the Gemara asks another kasha. The Gemara says, V'hakasagi teva. I still don't understand it. So basically, you're telling me you have this re'im, this massive creature, his nose, Rachmanu Leslan, is stuck inside a hole of the teva, for a long time, by the way, and the marble's going up and down, so titzach lebedig, this current, I mean, talk about a roller coaster, right? I mean, that's a ride if you've ever been on one. But the bottom line is, there's no way it could survive this. I'm a Rish Lakish, and this is already Rish Lakish had to defend. Rabbi Yechon said, Rish Lakish, you're on your own here. I'm not defending you for this. So Rish Lakish came, he defended, he said, Karnov Kashru B'teva, that what it did was, it took its horns, and it lodged it into the teva. So the horns must be very big. So it's stuck to the teva, he's able to breathe, because his nose is inside the teva. That's how it was able to survive. But the Gemara asks another catch. From Rav Chizda said, Anchidaram Abba B'Reischen Kilkul B'Reischen Nidainu. What happened to the boiling hot water, right? It should have burnt and disintegrated everything. If you remember from the Chumash Shiurim, it's a long time ago, the Chumash Shiurim and Parashas Noach, Baruch Hashem. But if you remember from the Chumash Shiurim and Parashas Noach, the Rishonim learn up in the Psukim how everything disintegrated. The Ramban talks about it by Riches. But how was it able to survive the Reischen? So the Gemara says, Lutamech, that's your kasha. Teva hechisagi. I mean, how did the teva survive the Reischen? Forget about the Re'em, who's hanging on for dear life. But how did the teva itself survive? I'd ask you another kasha. Oikmel chaboshon hechakai. Everyone knows Oikmel chaboshon survived the marble. Had it survived the marble? I mean, now you know the rest of the story. He was hanging out with the Re'em, but the bottom line is they spent the year together. But he's right next to him. So if that's the case, how did he survive? Ella, what do you have to say? Nas Nasalahem. There was a miracle that happened to him. Shenitstananu b'tzidei ateva. They must have gotten cool from the tzidei ateva. That means the teva itself remained cool. It had to have, because otherwise there was no way it would have survived. And they hung on to the sides of the teva, and that's how they were able to survive. Either way, Zakta Gemara, at first glance, from the fact that there's a Re'em would seem to support Rabbi Yechanan, the Re'em must have been in Eretz Yisrael during the Mabel, but the Gemara says, after further review, there's no Hechrech. It could be really the Re'em survived the Mabel. How would it have survived the Mabel? It's way too big. It doesn't stim with the dimensions of the Teva. You have to say that his nose was inside the teva, his horns were lodged into the tzidei ateva. Either Reischen, the tzidei ateva was very, very cold, and it even cooled him off. But the Gemara asks one final kasha. Ulu Rav Shimon ben Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, nei, nami diyar mabal Eretz Yisrael, even though we'll make this hanach, that the mabal went to Eretz Yisrael, v'haloif posh, but the people didn't stay in Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that? The Amr Ish Lakish, because Rish Lakish himself said, Lama Nikra Shma Metzula. Why is Bavel called Metzula? Metzula literally means the depths. Shekol Meisei Mabel Nitzdala Lusham. Because all the Meisei Mabel, they roll down there. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lama Nikra Shma Shinar. Why was Bavel called Shinar? Shekol Meisei Mabel Nina Rusham. Because all the Meisei Mabel ended up getting tzimished over there. But the bottom line is, we need Rish Lakish, not Rabbi Yechon. Rish Lakish clearly holds that all the Meisei Mabel ended up in Bavel. What's the kasha? The kasha is, Rabbi Shlokish said, Paras Chatas, right? Let's come back to where we started. Shesarfa Chutz Migita Pater. What's the taitch of Chutz Migita? Chutz Mimakam Habadik. And the Gemara explained, it's because Rish Lakish holds that there is a Heftz of a Makam Habadik, and a Makam She'en Habadik in Eretz Yisrael. It's because he holds that the Mabel was Yarad Le Eretz Yisrael. But Tainas the Gemara, even if the Mabel was Yarad Le Eretz Yisrael, Rish Lakish himself said that all the Meisei Mabel ended up in Bavel. And for the Gemara, it's true, but he actually, it's inevitable that something didn't get stuck, and that little something is what would be Mechayev Abedik, and that's why you could have a Mokim that's Badek, a Mokim that's not Badek. A little postscript to today's daf. Amar Rabavol, Rabavol, Satlamet, Kishma Shinar. Why is Bavel called Shinar? Shemina Eres Ashireha. The reason is because it basically causes its Ashirim not to be wealthy anymore. Why would that even be the case? So Rashi says, "Bepnei she'inam arachman al abriyos." Kida amrinam esaches beya lamed beis lamed beis ashirei bavel yordei gehenem hay. That ashirim and bavel didn't properly give stock, and as a result, they used to lose their ashir. Shvei tigamar v'kachazin on the hava. What do you mean? There's a lot of gvirim and bavels. Tigamar tlosa dori loy mashchi. Yeah, there's a gvir. Even be third generation money, old money. That was not something that you found very often in bavel. Amr Ravami. Ravami said, "Kol oichal mi'afresh bavel." If somebody eats from the offer of bavel, kilo oichal basra. It's like he's eating the basra of his edus because all the meise mabel were there. Tanya nami hachi kaloichem miafresh olbavel kilo achel basra avoysof. The yeshayim imson say kilo oichel shkatzim v'ramasim. It's as if they ate the shkatzim v'ramasim. Rashi says shal mabel because the mabel also had shkatzim v'ramasim, right? Kilo oichel basra avoysof is like more of a touchy feely thing. You're eating your zedus. Kilo oichel shkatzim v'ramasim is like a halachic thing. You're not allowed to eat shkatzim v'ramasim. That's the yeshayimrim. But the bottom line is, either way, don't eat the buffer in bavel, or don't eat the basar in bavel. Zok the gemar. One last gemar. This is the short gemar. We finished the 98% that we talked about in the hakdam. Sora mishtalech. So the sora mishtalech that was brought chutz mem kaimai there too. There's no halacha of chutz. Vayt the gemar v'remini. Now, the kasha that the gemar is going to ask. It's not a kash on the halacha. It's a kash on the makar of the halacha. The Mishnah said, "Sorry, Mishdalech, Sheki b'chutz Potter, Shenemer v'al Pesach Hayomoy Lo Hevia." Right, the classic pasuk. Kol Shein Roy Lovi Al Pesach Hayomoy In Chayav and Ola. Afraid the Gemara kasha from a brayso. It says, "Oy Karben," and we learn from the year Sheimeya Ani Afilu Kotche Bedak Abayis. So what does it say? This Val Pesach Hayomoy Lo Hevia LaHakriv Karben LaHashem. Lefnei Mishkan Hashem Dom Yichashiv Lishu Dom Shavach Nichas Isha Ubi Kerevak. This is a Vayuka Yud Zayin. This is talking about the halachas of Chutz, and it says Karben. Right? It says carbon, not oi carbon. It says carbon. So it says carbon. So you would think that the laws of chutz relate even to kachet b'dekabayis and ikru carbon. You find that they're called carbon. What do you find? That shenema vanakrev es carbon Hashem. And the pasuk over there is talking about kachet b'dekabayis. Look at the end of the pasuk. Ish Hashem matzak lizav etzadav etzamet. So it was talking about kachet b'dekabayis, not carbonos. So you see that the word carbon, even though usually you associate it with achatas and oilos shlom and menashem, but really it could also be soivel, a peerish of kache betekabayas. So are you going to tell me that if somebody would have an animal that's kache betekabayas or some other form of kache betekabayas that shayach ta krova or shchita, and you would bring it bachutz, that you would be chayef? Talmud Leimer says, "Well, pesach loymer lo hevioi misheroy lovei ba'oyol moyed yatsu kache betekabayas sheinim ruyin." Kache betekabayas is not roy lovei pesach loymer moyed. By the way, you could bring it to the oyol moyed, but it's not something that has a din hakrova in the oil moid. So it's not roi lovi al pesach oil moid. That's why it's going to be excluded. Oitzias elu. Okay, so I know to be moited these things. She ain't ruin. Fully oitzias sara mishtalech shu roi lovi al pesach oil moid. But I don't know to be moitzi the sara mishtalech, because the sara mishtalech is roi lovi al pesach oil moid. So how do I know that the sara mishtalech is excluded as well? Talmud loimar, it says in the Torah Lashem. It says lahakriv korban lashem lahoitzi sar mishtaleach she'enoy miyuchad lashem, as opposed to the sar mishtaleach that's not miyuchad lashem. By the way, if it's not miyuchad lashem, who is it miyuchad for? So this, of course, takes us to the famous Ramban and to all those rabbis, how sar echad was lashem and the other one was actually not lashem. It was lazazel, Eben Ezra. When you'll be 33 years old, you'll understand it. V'chulu v'chulu. But either way, what's the Gemara's kasha in our Mishnah? It's mavur that the sar mishleich is excluded from the laws of chutz because it says el pesach oymer lo yevioi. And you have a brayson that clearly does not exclude it from el pesach oymer lo yevioi. But rather, I need the extra word lashem, and being that this sar was brought lazazel, not lashem. So it's for that reason that it's going to be excluded. Zok the Gemara, like kasha kan koydem agrolo, kan la'achar agrolo. It depends on when the sar mishtalech was brought. If it was far the goyrol, so then you'll be excluded because of lashem, because far the goyrol was roi lovoi el pesach oyel moed. For the gairah. Where was the gairah done? It was done in the Azara. So being that it was roi lovei al pesach hayomayit, I need a separate miut to go ahead and be mamayit. But enachinami, achar hagrol, at that point, where it's not roi lovei anymore, there, you could be mamayit from roi lovei al pesach hayomayit. They'll say, it's the Bryce is talking about far the hagrol. And the Mishnah is talking about nacht hagrol. But the Gemara says that even achar hagrol, nami yo ikav vidoi, The Kohen Gadol had to be mezvada, right? He took all the averus of Klal Yisrael and he put it on top of the Sarah Mishtalech. That's why the pasuk says v'nosa es avoynoisam. What does avoynoisam mean? Avoynois tam, all the avoynos of Klal Yisrael, and that happened through the process of vidui, which happened in the azara. So even noch de geirel, even when we know this is the azazel guy, but afilu hachi, still he's going to have to go through a voida that's going to be done in the azara elo amar. Rav Mani, like Kasha, can koydim vidui, can lachavid. It's the same teretz, you just have to tweak it a little bit. It's not koydim agrolo or lahach agrolo, but rather what it is koydim vidui or achar vidui, exhale. So just two ha'aras related to today's daf. The first ha'ara is that we had in the Gemara, it took up the majority of the Kamus of the Daf, a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether the Mabul was Yared L'Eretz Yisrael, or whether the Mabul was Lo Yared L'Eretz Yisrael. Reish Lakish said the Mabul was Yared L'Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan said the Mabul was Lo Yared L'Eretz Yisrael, and believe it or not, this Agadat Shaila, Chapsa Nafkamina, had to learn a Mishnah Mesech Tzvach. The first words of the very, very long Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Paras Chatas. Now, what emerged from the Gemara, this is very important, certainly when you learn Parshas Noach, is that Tzai according to Rabbi Yochanan and Tzai according to Reish Lakish, all the people that were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time died. There's no shaila whether the people living in Eretz Yisrael survived the Mabul. Nobody survived the Mabul. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Mikoyla Shebech Harav Amesu. Every single human being died. What's the shaila? The shaila is, did the physical Mabul descend upon Eretz Yisrael, or did it not descend upon Eretz Yisrael? Reish Lakish holds it did. Rabbi Yochanan holds it didn't. Now the Gemara said that Bishlam, according to Reish Lakish, that the physical Mabul descended upon Eretz Yisrael. So I understand why the people in Eretz Yisrael died. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the physical Mabul did not descend upon Eretz Yisrael, then why did the people in Eretz Yisrael die? And the Gemara said, Mishum Havla. The reason is because of the Hevel. The reason is because the Mayim of the Mabul Kidrev Chizdo was roischin, it was boiling hot water, and as a result, the heat carried over into Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the people living in Eretz Yisrael, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds the physical Mabul, never descended there, ended up dying. It's interesting, the Ramban, Al HaTorah, in Parshas Noach, so he discusses this inyan of whether or not the Mabul descended upon Eretz Yisrael or didn't descend upon Eretz Yisrael. He quotes this discussion from a Medrash. It's a Brachos Rabbah, Lamed Gimel Vav, if you want to look it up. The Brachos Rabbah over there is discussing that Noach, when he wanted to figure out whether the Mabul was still alive or not alive, so we know that he sent out the dove and he sent out the raven, and then the bird comes back with a zayas, right? There was an Ali zayas that was taref befil. And the Medrash over there is discussing, where did this Ali zayas come from? Rab Levi Yomer, Rab Levi said, Mehara Mishcha Havia Oisai. You want to know where it came from? The dove brought it from Harazesim. The Loitofas Aridi Yisrael B'maya de Mabula. Because the land of Eretz Yisrael was never affected. It never was Mushbar from the waters of the Mabul. Husha Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar Yecheskel. This is what the Eibush meant when he told Yecheskel, Ben Adam, Emar La At Eretz Loi Mitayarehi Loi Gushma B'Yoyim Zahab. The pasuk that the Gemara quoted in today's daf, where the Gemara said, Shnei Mikra Echa Darshu. But the point is that the Medrash is darshaning it the way Rabbi Yochanan darshaned it in our Snugya, and that is that Loi Tofas Aradi Yisrael B'maya De Mabula. Rabiri Amar, Rabiri says no. You want to know where that Zayas came from? Niftachu lo shari Gan Eden vehivia oisai. It actually came from Gan Eden. Either way, skipping a little bit, reading Lushoine Azov Shalom Rambam. Umamor, the mimer of this medrash, the leitofas aridi Yisrael b'mayir de Mabula, shloi hoyo lea geshem ha-mabul. Essentially what the medrash is saying is that the rain of the Mabul never descended upon Eretz Yisrael. Kidichsev loi gushma. Additionally, we know that the Mabul was a two-pronged attack. Water came from the heavens. Additionally, water came from the Haim as well. But to think that there was no water in Eretz Yisrael is a colossal mistake. The water spread throughout the world. Even in Eretz Yisrael. Zok de Ramban, it has to be that way. You know why? Because there ain't Sovet Eretz Yisrael get there. There's no no fence surrounding Eretz Yisrael, la'akev ha'mayim shelo yuvayuva, to protect the water from being able to come. V'chein amru bepirkid Rabbi Eliezer, Eretz Yisrael la'yored aleh min ha'mabu min ha'shamayim, ela niskalglu ha'mayim min ha'arotzois, v'nichnesu l'toicha shenemar ben adam, emar la. But the bottom line is, says the Ramban, that even though the Medrash says that lo tofas arid Yisrael b'mayim de mabula, it doesn't mean that the water of the mabul never had any ashpa on Eretz Yisrael. Of course it had ashpa on Eretz Yisrael. What it means is shlo yihaya aleihu geshem ha-mabul, v'lo niftachu b'maynos tahim rabba. But to say that there was no water there, of course, aval ha-mayim nispashtu b'chal ha-olam, v'chisu kol ha-harim ha-gvayim asher tachas kol ha-shamayim, v'in tzoviv Eretz Yisrael gadol. There would have been no physical way for this not to have happened. Either way, it's mavur in the Ramban that the Ramban is learning that the mandama that holds that the mabul never descended upon Eretz Yisrael agrees that the waters of the mabul descended upon Eretz Yisrael, and it created a tremendous amount of damage, stating that there was no Geshem, and stating that the Tahoim never went, and the Tahoim never overflowed. At first glance, it would seem a little bit like the Ramban almost forgot a Mefurash Gemara, the Gemara that we learned today. Why? Because in our Gemara, the Gemara asked the Gerei Sakasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who is the Shita that holds the Mabul never descended upon Eretz Yisrael, so how come the Pasuk says, Mikol HaShepach HaRav HaMesu? Why did everyone die? And what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Mishum Havlo. L'chayr, the Ramban's telling you a different Eretz. The Ramban says, HaMayim Nispashtu B'chol HaOilam V'kisu Kol Or Magvayim HaShatachas Kol HaShemayim, even in Eretz Yisrael, because there was no Geder surrounding Eretz Yisrael. So you want to know why everybody died? Everybody died because they all drowned in the water. So typically, it's because of the fact that there was mayim. It didn't rain, Peseder. The time rabbi didn't open up. So what? The water came from everywhere else. But the bottom line is, the Ramban is learning up in the Pasuk that Avada, the entire world was, all the people were killed because of the fact that the water dispersed, even into Eretz Yisrael. And it's a shtim on our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Mishum Havla. At first glance, the Ramban is Mamash Apella. It's Kenegan Mefurish Gemara. Now, the Ramban quotes his Makar. He says, V'chein Amru Bepirkei Rabbi Eliezer. He says, it's Mefurish Bepirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Eretz Yisrael, Yared Aleha Mea, Mabu Min HaShemayim, El Niskalgulu HaMayim In HaRotzais, V'nichnusu L'toicha. So it's a Mefurish Bepirkei Rabbi Eliezer. That's true. But the bottom line is that L'chura, the Ramban, is Deloi Ke Rabbi Yochanan and the Loikere Shlakish in our Gemara over here in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and at first glance, Divrei HaRamban, even though he has a Makar from a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, is somewhat Tzarechin. But just to make a little bit of a summary of what emerges, is really these three ideas in terms of why the people in Eretz Yisrael died from the Mabul. According to Reish Lakish, because the Mabul was in Eretz Yisrael, just like it was everywhere else. According to the Gemara in Zvachim Kufiyud Gimel, it's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, the Mabul really wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, but they died b'roischen. They died because of the Havla, because of the Hevel, because of the smoke. And according to the Ramban, whose Makar is a Pirkei to Rabbi Eliezer, they died because Niskalgalu Amayim Mino Harotzois, V'nichnesu L'toicha. There was no Mabul there, but the water spread there, and it's for that reason that they ended up dying. I saw in the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh. So the Nezer HaKodesh is a pirush that was written by a Kadmoin. The Mechabu was Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Migaluga. We've quoted from the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh in the past. It's a classic work. It's written a little bit Alpi Kabbalah as well. Many people have gone to his cave, or maybe not even realizing. He's buried in one of the old Beis HaKvarises in Vienna. So it's a place that when you go to the Batei Chaim there, people visit his cave and say, Kapitel Tehillim. But we'll say Torah from him, Sheyus, if Sois of Dovois Bekever. But in the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, over here in Parashas Noach, he has a tremendous arichos where he discusses the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This shaila of whether the Mabul was in Eretz Yisrael or whether the Mabul was not in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, what would be the svara to say that the Mabul was in Eretz Yisrael? Again, this is not a midi hatat. Tali Besvara. He said, but what would be the rationale? What would be the reasoning behind it? So he says a Dover Nifla. He says that everybody knows that Rashi says in Chumash, in the beginning of Parshas Noyach, V'hinini mashchisam es ha'aretz. So Rashi, what does it mean, es ha'aretz? Im ha'aretz. She'af gimel tfachim shal oimek hachreisha nimoyach v'netashtesh. That there were three tfachim of aretz that got destroyed together with the marble. So the Nezer HaKodesh says that the emes is, it's a big chiddush that something like that could have happened. Why? Because we know the Ramban talks about this throughout his Pirush al HaTorah, that every single land has a koichov and a mazel and a maloch and a sar. There's layers of metaphysical beings that govern the land. And l'chayra, there's no way that the sar v'shoifet of any particular land would have ever allowed something like this to happen. So how did it even happen? Zok din Ezer HaKodesh, I'm going to tell you why. Because it's mevuer in the Zohar HaKodesh and Parashas Noach. The Pasuk says that HaKodesh Baruch Hu destroyed as kol ha'yikum. What does it mean as kol ha'yikum? The Rabbi Zok, the Zohar HaKodesh, that even the Sarim and the Mazalos, Hamemunim al Pnei Adama, they too destroyed. In fact, the Zohar HaKodesh says that the way that the Mabul happened and the way that it sort of played itself out was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he took out the Chevra on top, right? He went ahead and he took out the president and the prime minister, and then he was able to control the rest of the country. Because if you take out the leader, now all of a sudden the country's been handed to you on a silver platter and you can run it or do whatever you want to do with it. And that's exactly what the Eibush did, B'shas the Mabel. What he did was he took out all these Malachim and these Sarim and these Kechavim and these Mazalis, and by him going and taking them now all of a sudden it was open season. Now we can take all the people. Now, all of a sudden, we can take Gimel Tfachim Shal Oimek HaMachresha. Everything was able to be absorbed. So, Zok Din Ezer HaKodesh Adavar Nifla. He says, Eretz Yisrael, we know, is the one land, like the Ramban says over and over and over again, that's not Tachas, the Memshala of a Koichov, of a Mazel, of a Sar, of a Malach. And it's for that reason it was impossible for the land to be affected, because there was no taking out the leader on top. And being that you can't take out the leader on top, there was no way for this to be impacted. Zokt the Nezer HaKodesh, that the Yisoid of understanding why the Mabul wasn't Yar Eretz Yisrael is the same Soid of the Inyan of Kaladar B'chutz L'Eretz Doimek Kimisha Inle Eloka. It's understanding the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz L'Eretz on the deepest and on the most fundamental of levels. Davar Nifla. Then he goes and he starts teaching up a lot of the psukim in Parshas Noach. I just mentioned too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Noach and he tells him, V'ani, hinani mevi es ha-mabu mayim ala oretz, l'shachis kol basa ha-shaboy ruach chayim mitachas ha-shamoyim, koila sheba oretz yigva. Right? It's wordy. All these psukim by the Mabul are a little bit wordy. So he teaches as follows. He said, Eibishter said, V'ani hinani mevi es ha-mabu mayim ala oretz. I'm going to bring mayim on the oretz. L'shachis kol basa. And that mayim is going to destroy everybody. Ha-shaboy ruach chayim. But you know where that's going to go? It's going to be limited. It's going to be mitachas hashamayim. It's only going to go to the parts of the world that are tachas hashamayim. They're underneath the memshala of the shamayim. They're underneath these koichovim and they're underneath these mazalos. He quotes the pasuk in Devarim Dalet. Upentisa enecha hashamayimu. V'ro'iso es hashemesh v'yorech v'kichovim ha'shacholik hashem l'kecha oizam l'chol ha'amim. Ache tachas hashamayim. It's lashon ha'pasuk. So all these lands that are tachas hashamayim, over there it's going to be l'shachis kol basa. Because there is going to be the mayim, and the mayim is going to go, the mayim is going to wipe it out. Stating that, koil hasheh ba'aretz yikva. Don't think that if you're not tachas hashamayim in Eretz Yisrael, over there you're going to be potter, because every place that's on Eretz, even if you're not tachas hashamayim, even in Eretz Yisrael where it's mamish the bechina of the yisam li segula mikol ha'amim, where we're tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there it's going to be yikva as well. Over there people are also going to die. It says also the Lashon, l'shachis kol basa, means total annihilation, total destruction, because they're dying from the mayim, as opposed to yigva, is a much softer Lashon, they're dying because of the hevel, k'loshon ha-gemor over here in Mesech Tezvachim. He teaches the pasuk again, v'hamayim gavru ma'oid ma'oid ala aretz, v'yuchusu kol ha-horem ha-gvoyim ashetachas kol ha-shamayim. He says, why does the Torah keep on saying that it was tachas kol ha-shamayim? Of course it was tachas kol ha-shamayim. This is where it's merum ashitis Rabbi Yochanan, that the mayim only descended on the parts of the land that were tachas kol ha-shamayim. Now, what is it? relate to everyone else, yeah, they ended up dying. And that's why you find the Indian, Kol HaShem B'Charav HaMesu, and that's this Indian of Kol HaShem B'Aretz Yigva. That's a separate Indian. But the Mayim is always associated with Tachas HaShemayim. Amish Dvarim Neflam from the Baal Nezer HaKodesh over here in his classic work on the Medrash Rabbah. I was just thinking to put the beginning of the daf and the middle of the daf and the end of the daf all together. What was the primary topic of today's daf? The Parah Adumah. Right? It was the Parah Adumah. Paras chato, sheshachto, or shesarfa chutz migita. The halach is, you could have had a havamina. Maybe it should be subject to the laws of chutz. Kamash malan, al pesach ha'moy lo yivi. It's not really lovely, al pesach ha'moy. And a mela, it's not going to be. It was a shayla, what does it mean chutz migita? Rish Lakish said, chutz mimakam abadik. Rabbi Eichon said, the whole Eretz Yisrael is beduki. What's that tali in? But my komifilgi, and the Gemara came out, it's tali, what, there was a mabal Eretz Yisrael, not mabal Eretz Yisrael, hence the much welcome digression. But the ikar subject of the daf were the laws of the Parah Adumah, the laws of the Paras Chatas. Where was the Parah Adumah brought? So it's very much the topic of today's daf. The criteria is that it had to be outside Yerushalayim, and the Hazayis, maybe the Shechit and the Sreif, also had to be El Pesach HaYomai. But Lamai said it's a Messiah of where the Parah Adumah was brought, right? It was brought on the Har HaMishcha. It was brought on Har HaZeisim. Why was it brought on Har HaMishcha? Why was it brought on Har HaZeisim? I don't know, but maybe there's a little bit of a neufach that when Yoina sends, well, not Yoina, when Noach sends the Yoina, not when Yoina sends the Noach, but when Noach sends the, I'm still holding in Shabbos Midas, but when Noach sent the Yoina to go see, like, what's going on, so the Yoina came back with an Ali Zayas Torah Pefiyah. And where did he get the Ali Zayas from? He got it from Har HaZeisim. And like the Medrash says, what's the oimik of the fact that he took it from Har HaZeisim? Because Eretz Yisrael was not affected by the Mabul. And what does it mean that Eretz Yisrael wasn't affected by the Mabul? That means Eretz Yisrael is Bedukahi. It means that Eretz Yisrael is a Mokum of Taira. So when they went and they did the Parah Adumah, and the Parah Adumah had to be brought on a Mokum of Taira. Right? Maila Asu B'Parah, like you don't find anywhere in the entire Torah. There's no precedent for this. There's no comparable. You'll never find something like this. When we talk about the Chshashayis Rechayka, the Chazal went ahead and suddenly bavarned when it came to the Parah Adumah. So they had to find a place that was tar. They took that place that symbolized the Taira of Eretz Yisrael, that place that symbolized the fact that Eretz Yisrael was mitayharahi. It was tahar, it's the Lashon of Yechezkel. That it was never affected because the Yom Zam never went ahead and had any impact on it. That place where there was a Mesiris B'yad HaKoil, that's where the Yoina was Matzah Menoyach, and that's where it was able to find the Ali Zayas. It's Tafkin, that place. Ulai, again, a little drushy that the Parah Adumah was brought just to be mechaber, the lumdish part of the daf, and I got it the part of the daf, and we'll stop here.